The Mask, narrated by James Liam, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. The Mask, of Lawrence Harlow. You and I have a gentleman visiting. He's a travelling salesman, and when he's in town, he sometimes stays the night at our place. We've known him for years without ever really getting close to him. And this lack of closeness has been useful in that it leaves us emotionally free in relation to him. He is a real gentleman, a bit formal. He wears a tie and carefully pressed trousers, addresses you as madam with a respectful nod. We've often laughed about that when he's moved on and we're alone again. His often slightly exaggerated politeness and distant demeanour that creates a somewhat mysterious aura around our interaction. Now we've been having coffee and cake, and rather surprisingly you have assumed the role of hostess, and we have inevitably taken our roles in this gentleman's party. You walk back and forth with the coffee pot and cake plate, and, in keeping with our ascribed roles, we two men become gradually more grandiloquent. The conversation turns to philosophical questions, as it often does when we are together. And, as the evening slips by and you make sure that our glasses of red wine are never empty, it moves unnoticeably through existential issues towards more intimate topics without ever becoming vulgar. It was only noticeable as an undertone of something dark and moist under the words with which we described Nietzsche's will to power, George Bataillon's study of the taboo, and Schopenhauer's study of envy. While you momentarily leave us to go to the bathroom, he leans towards me, remarking that you are a wonderful woman. I nod, saying how I couldn't agree more. And then, utterly surprisingly, and without any apparent cause, he suddenly and directly confides that he finds porn stars irresistibly arousing. There's a twinkle of humour in his eyes, and as he says this bothers him for two reasons. Firstly, he finds pornography oppressive to women. Uncertain as to where he's going with this admission, I decline to answer, just sipping my red wine, a rather good Amarone. I study him while he's talking, trying to make him feel comfortable, despite this unexpected, intimate confession. I wonder how on earth I can get the conversation back to a subject that feels more natural by the time you're back. Just as he's taking a pause to remove two cylinders containing exclusive cigars from his blazer pocket, I clear my throat. And then I ask, "And the second?" He glances up before cutting the tips of the cigars and honouring me with one of them. Then he says lightly, "Well, that they can waltz about, apparently quite naturally, without any hair on, you know, completely shaved."
"You mean down below?"
"Naked as young girls, shameless. I could never imagine going to prostitute."